Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. God bless you. It is a wonderful time. Hallelujah. A time of reflection, a time that we can look back to what God has done and what God is doing for us and has done for us, and that He is a promise keeper. He made a promise and He kept His promise. And we thank the Lord, oh my God, we thank Him for being a promise keeper. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that you didn't get all discombobulated of what you don't have, what you could have, what you didn't buy, what someone didn't buy for you, because we are here reflecting on the fact that no greater love was shown, that God gave His only begotten Son for you and I, that we may have the right to Him. Ah, glory! That we may have the right to Him. Let's just, hallelujah, we give honor to God, who is our life. In Him we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, daughters of God, called to prayer. Hallelujah. Sons and daughters, daughters and sons. Hallelujah. But we're going to jump right in, because as I say, we just have a few moments. Hallelujah. We're going to Genesis, the third chapter, starting at the sixth verse. Listen, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, and her with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together to make themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Has thou eaten of the tree thereof? I command thee that thou shouldest not eat." And the man said, "The woman whom thou gave it to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." The Lord said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Hallelujah. 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 And let's quickly go to Luke, the first chapter, the second chapter, I'm sorry, starting at the first verse. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrus was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the day was accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shined upon them, shined round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into the heavens, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told unto them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those tidings which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His most holy name. I hesitated in using the word Christmas and all. I just wanted to say that we should just remember, we don't know the date of his birth, and man has decided that this is the day. And some said it's January the 6th. And it goes on and on. But the most important thing, what the scripture is letting us know, that man fell and God sent a Savior in his Son. God the Son came to redeem us back into right relationship with God. This time we have songs that we have appointed for just this season. We have songs. We have plays. We have in our minds what it was like. And we have set everything according that would make us happy and content. But this is in this season that we have elected to worship the Son of God, that we should remember the reason he came. And we should hunger and thirst after God to be pleasing to him, knowing that we are back into right relationship with him. Be loving and kind to one another. Be obedient to God. Seek him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Hallelujah. That's what we should be about. Hallelujah. And pray for those who are hurting. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tell us to do so after we humble ourselves before God. Hallelujah. It's all about God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. It's a done deal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not about what we give to each other. It's what was given to us. Oh my God. Oh my God. So we could be in right relationship. The broken relationship mended at Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seek God with all your heart. Our closing scripture. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Jude, the first chapter, our benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now, oh God, both now and for amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'd like to lift up the volunteers who are going out this morning and those who have gone out and sacrificed their time and their resources. Remember an evangelist, Washington, for all that she's doing in the name of Jesus, extending her love and her kindness and expressing it through her sacrificial service to the Lord for those who are less fortunate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Be blessed. Know that God loves you. Hallelujah. And go in peace, go in love, go in the strength of the Almighty God. In Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. In the power of the Holy Ghost, stand. The blood of Yeshua covers you and knows everything that concerns you. Have a marvelous day. See you next week, if God says so. Thank you for tuning in.